It's Hour 5 of the G-Bag Nation on 105.3 The Fan, home of the Rangers. Pre-game tonight, 8:30, first pitch, 9 o'clock. They're visiting the Angels and Jacob deGrom's on the hill. And for more on your red-hot, red-shoe Texas Rangers, here's Wolchuk.
Oh, baby. You look up, 4 games back in the division, boys, huh?
We're playing ball.
Hey, all of a sudden, you look up, are the Rangers the third wild card team in the American League?
What?
Tied for it.
Yes, baby, they are. And it's deGromination tonight against the Halos. This is going to be fantastic. And now, all of a sudden, you go 9-1 over the homestand. CY's like, I just want to see consistency. Guys, go out there and make this decision for me. Okay. How smoking hot are the Texas Rangers right now, and how aggressive are they going to be at the deadline when we go to foul territory? Ken Rosenthal, the
Let's do this.
With the best damn bow ties in the business. Ken, what do you think? How are our Rangers going to be doing at this deadline?
And then we have a team in Texas, a team that has struggled the entire season. I'm not talking about the Astros. I'm talking about the other Texas team. The Texas Rangers have been an immense disappointment to this point.
Okay.
What we've seen in the last, I don't know, few weeks
pull this audio?
Is a
what
team that finally is playing to its potential. 6 straight wins. They swept the Braves over the weekend. An 8-1 homestand against Detroit, the Athletics, and the Braves.
Yep.
This is a team that finally is finding itself. And don't look now.
Don't look now.
But here come the Rangers in the AL West and in the wildcard races. So right now, the Rangers and the Mariners are tied for the third wildcard spot. And both teams also are just 4 games behind the Houston Astros. The Houston Astros with 18 players currently on the injured list.
Oof.
Texas is going to be active. And as I reported the other night, they're going to be looking for a right-handed hitter and perhaps more important, high-leverage relievers. They're going to be one of many teams in the market for high-leverage relievers. We're going to talk more about that situation in the inside dish. So the Rangers, yeah, they're starting to see what they thought they were going to be finally coming to fruition.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they are. Yes, they are. Now, let's look at some relievers. We've talked about a few of them, Duran in Minnesota.
Can I ask a real quick question?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, we got the 3-gamer in Anaheim, right?
Uh-huh. Yep.
Maybe 2 or 3 from them, right?
Maybe 3 of 3.
Okay. 4 games in Seattle.
Yeah.
How are you feeling about that? I tried to ask CY if they were going to do something different.
It's been rough.
Yeah, that's the
rough
one.
If you can split, I feel good. Can we just get a split in Seattle? That's what I'd like.
That just seems like a place we never win.
No.
Never win.
That's why if you can go 2-2, we'll take that.
Of course you'll take that. Where's your confidence level, Dawson? You're a gung-ho Ranger fan.
On the division?
No, on the Rangers. Okay, I know the Anaheim. Don't say you take 2 of 3 from the Angels. You get a 4-gamer in Seattle. What's your confidence level going in there and playing good baseball and maybe winning some games?
I would say split. I would say this team is hot enough and the Mariners are struggling enough that I would expect a split. Now, in any other series, I'm thinking Seattle takes minimum 3 of 4. So the split is actually pretty insane level Rangers confidence.
And they're huge games because right now, as we mentioned, you're tied with Seattle. They have the tiebreaker on you right now.
You really need to, if you can...
go in there and win all of them, but if you can win the series and take 3 of 4, that'd be absolutely massive for your hopes if indeed you do end up in some scenario where tiebreakers are part of this thing. And even then, I still think Seattle's got the edge.
I mean, what I learned throughout this entire tribulation, this season of trial, is that you can't look at things in a 1-series sample size. You just got to remain confident in your guys, so that's where I'm at.
Man, speaking of remaining confident in your guys.
That was such BS.
I love your measured approach.
Thank you.
I was like,
you know me, Chief.
You do, though.
See, the thing that worries me is all this good feelings you have, and I want to really, really believe, and I'm just not sure going to Seattle. I'm just not.
Well, that'll be the truth serum series, Broadus.
If they sweep them.
If they sweep them,
we're crotch first.
At Club Rangers.
Club Rangers. But,
it's Club
and then
Rangers.
Monday, you're trying to talk CY into like, yeah, World Series. He's like, okay, wait a minute.
You got a long way to go,
You know, got a really pesky team coming. You know, he give you one of those, and I love him for it. But, man, all this good feeling you have, I just the Seattle series just doesn't. I don't feel great.
It's fair.
I just don't feel great about that.
Scrooge. There will be another 50 games or so after that. We'll be fine.
Yeah, Scrooge.
You are. You're being a real bah humbug right now.
But let me. Okay,
Rangers have won six in a row. They're going to Anaheim. They're about to get the brooms out again. Win nine in a row, heading to Seattle, and now we're just worried about the doom and gloom in Seattle.
It's really ridiculous.
What are we doing?
Let me. All right, just give me your honest opinion there.
Yeah.
They get swept in Seattle. They lose all four. Where are you?
I'm
right. Are you
where
playoff?
I am.
Are you?
I'm right where I am. I'm just chalking it up to, you know what? We can't win.
Are you
Seattle.
Playoff?
Let's
Wolchuk.
Just hope to God we can dodge Seattle. In
are
the
you
playoffs.
Playoff? Are you playoff? Cowboy playoff? Wolchuk? Will you just throw up your hands and give up?
No, I did that once a month ago. I won't do it again with this team.
Yeah, one give up per year. That's standard.
Yeah.
I hope you guys are right.
I waved the white flag. I threw in the towel. And you know what they did? They said, go bleep yourself, Wooly. You're a freaking schmuck. You're an idiot. All right? Look at us now. Look at us now. 9-1 in our last 10. We're red hot, and we're back, and we're scoring a bunch of runs. So I'm not going to turn my back on these guys again. I learned my lesson.
All right. I appreciate everybody's confidence because mine's struggling right now.
And you know what?
That's why we're your teammates, man. We're here to pick you up.
Mine's struggling. In Seattle. No other place. It's struggling in
and
Seattle.
And it's legitimate. It's legitimate. Struggling. And I'll tell you, if for some...
Because that's who you're battling right now. That's who you're really battling.
If something happens to Corey Seager, that's also going to be a big issue.
What?
Major League Baseball put out the splits. Rangers with Seager, Rangers without. 13-19
what are you doing?
Without him. It's just to show you the MVP here, Brian.
Is this your Seager stat of the day?
This is my Seager stat of the day. Their record without him, 13-19. They average just under 3 runs a game. Their on-base plus slugging percentage is at .582.
Ooh.
With Corey Seager, 43-31. They're averaging just under 5 runs a game and a .714 on-base plus slugging. The numbers are night and day with the MVP in the lineup and without Corey. Just keep on pushing. Next thing you know, big dumper, you think you're the MVP?
Yeah.
Aaron Judge is on the 10-day IL. Corey Seager is going to take the Texas
cheering
Rangers
injury,
to ALS
dude. What's our
champs?
Show all about over here, Dawson?
No injuries. He's
We're
about
cheering
to go,
for injuries.
He's about to blow past Cal Raleigh and the Seattle Mariners. You freaking kidding me?
What's
and
he need, 28 home runs?
This he's is capable. All... Are you kidding me?
He can get 28 by the end of the week.
This is my favorite Wolchuk take ever.
It's like, he's doing a
set. What are his odds right now? I'm going to look up the Seager MVP odds right now.
Throw all your cheddar on it for World Series MVP.
There you go.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I didn't specify.
That's right,
boys.
In your face.
He's doing Club Rangers by himself right now.
Well, I got my fastball working now, suckers.
Wow. Okay. AL MVP.
He's not even on the
for
list.
Corey Seager.
How bad?
10,000 to 1.
Right now.
Drunk with Rangers hope and confidence. 817
plus 6,000.
Let's go.
So Cam Scadaboo has just as much of a chance to win O'Roy this year in the NFL as Seager does to win the AL MVP.
And I like the Seager odds, baby.
Let's parlay that.
Let's parlay that.
Let's make it happen.
Hey,
I'll put a
fine
ski on it.
By the way,
McLaren.
Where?
Are you kidding me?
He
sent them to me. I'm a big McLaren guy.
Oh, I didn't know. They're really nice.
Well, Walchuk's got an NIL deal.
Yeah. Guy's named Zach. My guy's named Zach.
You both look like.
We're both Zach. Thank you. I've got better facial hair than he does.
Much better.
Could not agree more with that, Walter.
I appreciate it.
But you really get those. Those are nice glasses.
You know what? This is... I'm not sure where I got these.
Did you fill up at a gas station?
Not sure
these?
Who you stole them from.
I'm about
or?
To say, he wiped those things.
I think
those
I was
are those.
I
that's their
Indy
team.
Yeah,
that's their Indy
no,
team.
No, these are legit.
That's their Indy
My sister
team.
Actually got them in Austin. I don't know who she got them from, but...
All right.
What's up,
Sammy? You swiped them from your sister?
She gifted them to me after she probably swiped them from somebody, all right? But I didn't do the
swipe. Ooh, it's a swipe off. Let's get Jalen Smith involved.
Let's do it. Okay, Ichiro goes into the Hall of Fame. Speaking of Mariners. And he had a great dunk on just one simple report.
Do we figure out who didn't vote for him?
No, we didn't, but he's holding a grudge. Here was Ichiro during his speech.
Baseball taught me what it means to be a professional. And I believe that is the main reason I am here today. Not because my skills are better than others. 3,000 hits or 262 hits in one season are achievements recognized by the writers. Well, all but one view.
Oh.
Got him!
And by the way, the offer for that writer to have dinner at my home has now expired.
I didn't know he could dunk like that.
Incredible.
What an athlete.
What a baseball player.
His speech was awesome. He had a couple other good jokes in there, but shout out to Ichiro. I mean, he owned the weekend there at Cooperstown, and congratulations to the rest of the Major League Baseball Hall of Fame class. It's definitely the hardest Hall of Fame to get into. I mean, the rules, and you got these crusty sports writers that just so damn prideful.
Everything's on difficult mode in baseball, Wolchuk. Ichiro, an absolute legend. I did enjoy my time in the Pacific Northwest board hopping on a Mariners affiliate station out in the middle of nowhere early on in my career. And we found out very quickly that it wasn't just all the hits. It was his defensive ability. I mean, so deserving of the Hall of Fame to win MVP and Rookie of the Year. Mm-hmm. Just unbelievable. But I mean, the tales of his sense of humor were there. And then the other thing that people might not know is his ability to hit bombs. Like, I would love to see Ichiro come up now in an era that did not emphasize, slap hitting. Like, he was doing his Wade Boggs, Tony Gwynn thing. Now it would be like, how much power can I? And he would win home run derbies with the Mariners on teams that had, Jay Buhners and, big time hitters and sluggers and Brett Boone. And, he would put on an absolute show in BP. And fans would be like, how is this 150-pound guy doing it? Levers, quickness, technique.
Now, the A's had an all-time historic performance over the weekend.
Wow, did they ever?
By one of the players.
Get swept and then sweep.
Nick Kurtz did it all. Nick Kurtz, right? Since RBIs became an official stat in 1920, there's only one player that has had, over the course of his entire career, same game or not, a game with 4-plus home runs, a game with 5-plus extra base hits, a game with 6-plus hits, a game with 6-plus runs, a game with 8-plus RBI. That player was Nick Kurtz, who did all of that on Saturday for the Athletics. And I almost said the O word, but they are not an O. They are Sacramento, I suppose.
Yeah.
They're unclaimed. Vegas, I don't know what they're doing.
Oh, of another kind.
We're moving earth in Vegas. We're trying.
They're trying. They're trying to build this.
I like Dave Raymond. I forget that he comes up with different words all the time to
just make it to talk.
Yeah, whenever he talks about it, it's great. But, dude, this has to be.
All time.
I mean, and this is a 22-year-old rookie.
Unbelievable.
Wow. That's an all time. Like, that's.
He's making $15 an hour playing for the A's.
Yeah, that's true.
Yes.
That's true. But, like, that has to be the best game by any player in MLB history.
Is that better than Josh Hamilton's 4 home run with a double game?
I mean, yeah. I mean, this is
it was 4.
I mean, yeah. This is 6-for-6.
I mean, the dude was. It was. I mean, other than maybe a cycle, but this is
even
what he
crazier
did.
Than that. It feels like, dude. I mean,
yeah, a cycle is more like statistical.
It's really
luck.
Cool. Yeah, it's like the single that you did it all. But what this guy did was just unreal.
Didn't one of the Molina brothers catch for the Rangers?
He hit for a cycle. Yeah, Benji.
That's what I'm saying. If you get a catcher
hitting
who
for
hits
the
cycle, maybe more impressive.
The
catchers can't run.
The big guy.
Yes, catchers can't get a triple.
Did Molina ever have another triple? I'd be shocked if he had more than 2 or 3.
Park, that thing was bouncing around all in the outfield out there. I mean, he had the cycle at Fenway Park.
Was an angel in the outfield cycle.
It really takes next level incompetence from the defense.
A slow
and I love it.
The cycle, that's got to be more impressive.
6 triples during his career.
Did he really?
Yes.
Must have all come very early.
His last one was probably that
age 24 season.
That's unreal. I definitely would have hit the under on that. I'm surprised that he got to 6 triples.
Yeah.
That's amazing. But did we have a terrible moment on the broadcast?
Yeah. So you had Kurtz, who had one of the greatest games in MLB history over the weekend. You also had the TV announcer for the A's.
It's a just lady, right?
No, she's she's on radio.
Oh, she's on radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
But the TV guy. This is so you go from having one of the greatest individual performances in baseball history with the A's over the weekend. You also have, I believe we have the sound here of maybe the worst home run call ever because dude just he thought it was a foul. Well, it's like a dead center dong, and I don't know what this dude was looking at.
I miss it.
Here it is.
1-2 pitch. High in the air, deep to right. That ball is foul. Or gone.
That ball was absolutely launched. Law Dog posing him up at the dish. He knew it off the bat. It was just a matter of how far.
Oh, no. His partner saved him.
Knew it off the bat, huh?
No. That ball is foul. Gone. I don't know. He had to come out and apologize. I think there was maybe a light fixture situation because it was really just there's no other way to unless you were
that
just closing your eyes.
That ball ended up in right field. It was in right field, I thought. At this, do you think he lost it in the corner maybe or something?
Yeah.
But it looked like it was in it looked like it landed in right field straight away.
Might have been a Dave Barnett migraine situation.
Yeah, he came out and apologized. He said totally okay. It's Chris Caray, and he says he totally lost
Chris Caray.
He totally lost it in the lights. No excuses.
Hip, Caray.
Unfair to Butler and our fans that I messed it up as badly as I did. This is completely and totally on me. Wish I could have it back, but that's baseball. I apologize, and we'll be better tomorrow. He owned it. You know, so shout out to Chris. That was definitely a bad moment for him.
Yeah,
especially
we would definitely know nothing about that, Chief.
No, we
had broadcasting
would
moments.
I mean,
much more professional.
But it's just so funny. The color analyst is like, right off the bat, we knew that was a home run.
Yeah, no doubt about it. If I've ever heard one, I didn't even have to look. Thank you, Woolchuck, and thank you, Chief. What are we doing next, buddy?
Let's hit you with a hodgepodge. We got the Luca weight loss stuff. Are you kidding me? Is he actually on the cover of Men's Health magazine? Even though within that cover and that story, there is a ball sacking. We will address that. Plus, Christian Wilkins and his ball sacking. And let's see. Oh, the worst sports tattoo in the history of the world. Next in the nation.
All righty. Welcome back, G-Bag Nation. We have some unfortunate Cowboys breaking news here for you, as it's believed that Tyler Guyton has suffered a knee injury, according to Ian Rappaport.
That's right.
This is not good news, boys.
Not at all.
How bad?
Feared to have torn his ACL heading into the MRI. So we haven't officially done the MRI yet, but the fear is that it is torn.
Okay. Segment, the injury update brought to you by Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. And I just feel terrible for the guy because he's done everything right this offseason. He has increased his professionalism. And the report is, according to Ian Rappaport, Tyler Guyton likely a torn ACL here on your home of the Cowboys, 105.3 The Fan, as Brian Broaddus approaches the tent with a dejected look on his face. I imagine confirming similar details. Our training camp coverage, salute to our sponsors, on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. You know, I think it's twofold sucks. And Woolchuck, it's already hit you. It's like, sure, what's it mean for this season? What's it mean for the player? It's a first-round pick.
Yeah.
I mean, can you recover from this and still have a good career? Not before the Cowboys have a decision to make on you.
Right.
So
it stinks. It's a bummer for him because you know how much work he'd put into the offseason. And you'd seen
attitude.
Like we just saw it with our own eyes today out there on the practice field.
Yes, his best practice.
Yes, he looked really good. And in how this line has really reshaped itself with the middle that we're talking about and the strength they've got with Smith and Beebe and Booker, and you got two now athletic tackles. I mean, and Eric, you've talked about how you believe in this offensive line. Why? Because you have depth. This team has the most depth, in my opinion, that they've had in recent memory. But now in 2 days, you lose Rob Jones, who's one of the best backup guards in football.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're losing your starting left tackle. And the hope is, well, who steps up now? Is it Austin Richards, who I like? And I don't know. I mean, Brian, you can speak to how Austin's done more so this camp. Do they look to move Adeniji over to the left side? Is it Nate Thomas getting more of a look there now? I think Austin Richards, to me, I would guess would be the leader and the first one to start getting those reps, but it's such a bummer for Tyler Guyton and the career trajectory that it seemed like he was on.
What do we do here, Brian?
Yeah, I've just I've reached out to a couple of different people just to try and – I mean, I have, no wonder we didn't get anything back, but I'm just trying to confirm that it's a torn ACL. But, yeah, it's – they've been playing left and right. you know, they've been playing left and right. And Adeniji has looked good at right tackle. And I wonder if that is going to be maybe that, like they say, well, let's see him on the left side and see how that all plays out. But, you know, Awesome Richards, I think, has been fine. I thought there was going to be a time where, and I was hopeful of this, I know we talked about it in June radio, that maybe that Awesome Richards would compete with Tyler Guyton and push him and see best man win kind of a situation. So, yeah, when well, no practices tomorrow, but we got coordinators up on the podium, so it might be that we learned a little bit maybe what their plans might be going forward. But this sounds this is just horrible news for a guy that looked like that, you know, he had turned the corner in a positive way and it was getting ready for the season.
Could we rule out Tyler Smith?
Look, I think that's always a fail-safe for you. You know he's capable of doing it. And you do have a plethora of options potentially at guard. I think Nate Thomas is another guy that they could kick into guard if they wanted to. TJ Bass, they've played with before. Brock Hoffman. But I think that's the last thing they want to do. And I think that they're going to let these guys now come in and earn the left tackle spot. And if indeed nobody seems like they're capable of doing it, then I think is when you look to say, okay, Tyler, we might need you.
Yeah, and unbelievable. I mean, it's a double whammy because you just lost Rob Jones, who could have been one of those guards in that scenario, the picture you're painting right there. Segments brought to you by the Frankels. If you've been injured in a car truck wreck, call the Frankels first, 214-817-333-3333.
Yeah,
go online at frankelfirm.com.
Dosh, you might bring in Vach. Come on. Vach has been here with me now over 8-9 days.
Wow.
And he's been watching the offensive line extensively.
He looks more sad than Walchuk right now.
Yeah, he is. And we'll put
Hello,
on the headset.
Hello, darkness, my old friend.
Oh, and
click that forward. And, yeah, but Vach has been working with the offensive line really all camp. This one hurts you a little bit, boss, huh?
Yeah. What's popping, fellas? Can y'all hear me?
Yeah.
We got you loud and clear.
Boy, this sucks, man. This sucks, man. Got a chance to talk to him. Super focused, super, you know, locked in, worked on all the technique stuff, the hands, the feet, the flexibility, the posture. And I was like, man, you just telling me what you want to hear. You know what I mean? Let me text Duke Mannyweather, see what Duke is saying. And Duke was like, oh, that dude's locked in, man. That dude's da-da-da, boom, boom, boom. We did this in the offseason, and he's ready to go. You know what I mean? So just watching it, it sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks, but I was listening to what you guys were saying. What do you do next? Hey, we're in the news business, so we got to keep on moving.
Yeah.
Hakeem Adeniji is my vote for it. He's a guy that's played in the league, started in the league, right? So he can actually move on both sides of the line. I don't think you trust Awesome right now. I don't think you trust Nathan Thomas or anything like
sure.
that. There's going to be a lot of people that say, should we move Tyler Smith to left tackle?
Yeah.
My only issue with that is I think how the line is built, it's more valuable to keep the interior intact.
Sure. Yeah.
Because you want to keep the pocket clean in the front, but also in the run game, we're trying to move bodies now. And we're trying to combo, and we're trying to be physical, and we're trying to get people off the line of scrimmage. I don't want to put in, I don't want to say just somebody from the bench, right? Just put a backup in the interior, and that's going to maybe compromise BB, right? Like,
right.
Like you put somebody at center, all right, well, now I want to move BB to guard. You lose points there. Or you move Tyler Smith to left tackle. Okay, you're losing points at left guard. Keep the interior as powerful as you can get it, and left tackle, hold on for dear life. If we know anything about, you know, Dak, you know, Cam Irvin's been out there. Cam Fleming's been out there. Ty Nsekhe's been out there. And he'll still be number two in the MVP race. He'll still be a top-tier guy, number one offense type guy, because he knows how to move up a little bit. He knows how to move around. And if you're a play caller, not named Mike McCarthy, I'm always take time to, you know, mess with him. You won't just leave a guy out there on the island. So if it's going bad for whoever your left tackle is, hey, Schoonmaker, Brevin Span Ford, go help them. You can't get that same kind of help from A and B gap.
No.
So when we're going to the Eagles game, Nolan Smith, you know, Nolan Smith is scary to somebody, but, you know,
Jalen Carter
is the guy that you want to keep off of him. And when you're going against, you know, if you get to the postseason, it's the Vikings guys or the San Francisco guys. You may run into the Lions guys. Their interior is what's going to whoop your ass. So you want your power in the interior. This sucks for Guyton, man. This is terrible.
No,
I hate
does.
That we even having this conversation right now. I'm just watching this dude who's played 8 games at Oklahoma, right? Switches size once he gets here. Rookie campaign. Terrible. Looks me in the eye and say, yo, Vash, man, I'm focused. Watch this. Watch this.
And he was. And he just said, and
look, you should see the videos that I put out on Twitter. I'm like, man, watch what he's doing. Look what he's doing with his hands. Look how he's recovering. Watch how he's whooping feet out here. And as soon as he went down, I was like, I don't even want to record anymore. I don't want to put another video out. I wanted to go home. I'm ready to go. Sucks.
You were doing a great job putting out videos the last couple of weeks. And today's, I felt like, was his best practice. But still, there's kind of a project element to it, right? So it doesn't have to be an end for the 2025 offensive line.
Sure. I mean, Nick Harris?
No, I was just saying to you, Vach, real quick, I feel like that the inside three, and I like what you're saying about don't separate those guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how they're going to run the football.
Sure.
You're going to run the football because of the inside three.
Moving A gap and B gap.
Nick Harris, Star Telegram, joining us now at the broadcast position. This is a proper roundtable. This might break a record for the largest training camp roundtable. Nick, how the hell are you? Good to see you.
I'm doing good. I just came over to I have your solution.
Okay.
It's early in camp, so you have the opportunity to work it through and work out the kinks and things. Left tackle, Tyler Smith.
Oh.
Left guard, Tyler Booker. Right guard, Brock Hoffman, or compete for that spot. I think if you're competing for a right guard spot, that's a lot less detrimental than competing for a left tackle spot at this point in camp. Like, if we were two preseason games into this thing, no, I probably wouldn't be throwing that on the table. You just had your second padded practice. I think you have time to do that. But if that's the case, they need to get that Tyler Smith deal done now.
Nick, what we were just talking about, though, that we kind of – I mean, I know me personally, watching Dallas run the ball, it's that power gap scheme, and it looks like they're having some success. Do you want to break that up by, you know, by separating those guys?
I think – I understand where you're coming from, but I think the pass protection of Dak Prescott is the most important thing in this offense.
Wow.
It's got to be.
Yeah.
You do need running lanes, and you need those guys up front to be able to create it because your running back room doesn't necessarily have the best talent in the world. But I think having that left tackle spot being as solidified as it could be with Tyler Smith there, I think that's your best option.
I hear what you're saying, and I'm not against the idea. I actually had somebody on Twitter ask that same thing. I just want, like, do they view that as that's too many moving parts?
Yes.
We're now switching around three positions to solve one, whereas we've got some left tackle.
Okay. Like,
they've put faith in Awesome Richards. Can he possibly develop into a guy that can start for him?
Brian, do you have news?
Yeah, I have news.
Oh, what do we got?
As somebody in the organization says, nothing has been confirmed at all.
Yeah, they still need the MRI done.
Gideon Rapport ass up out of here until it's confirmed. Then.
That's the fear.
Yeah, until it's confirmed. Yeah. I don't want to say nothing. Yeah, we don't need to move until it's confirmed.
Yeah, I know that Ian Rapport is really, really good at his job.
Shouts out to him.
This guy told me, and he would know. He said there's nothing been confirmed at all.
I trust.
Well, that's good news. I mean, there's a chance, right? That it doesn't. But
yeah, we don't know.
Well, I mean, the truth is, a doctor or a trainer on the scene can pick up your foot and manipulate your knee and be like, "That's a torn ACL." Really don't need an MRI, although if you want an MRI to confirm it, you can go ahead and get that done.
Sure.
I mean, there's just a structural way in which the leg is going to move in that
Jason
socket.
Peter's still out there.
Yeah.
Tyron,
hey, bud.
You don't think with all the signings that they've been having to do and are still planning to do, they're looking to solve this in free agency, is right? This is in-house, one way or another?
Man, this is still so fresh. That's tough to tell. I mean, your in-house options, you're looking at Awesome Richards, Hakeem Adeniji. Did they try to throw him on the left side?
That's the name I mentioned.
Yeah.
Quality starter, been in the league already, started in the league. I think it's more than likely go with him than to trust your young guy. Like, look, they signed a bunch of dudes in the offseason, I would imagine, for this situation.
Right.
You know, we got Charles at guard right now. Mm-hmm. So if anything happens with guard, Rob Jones was at guard. If anything happens with guard, I would imagine Hakeem Adeniji is here if anything happens with tackle.
Yeah.
So as soon as Terrence Steele went down, Hakeem Adeniji was right in there. And he didn't look bad. Like, he looked like he fit in, but he started in the league before. Terrence actually got in reps today. Terrence played, and it would be interesting to see where we're at in 2 days if Terrence is good enough to play. Do we see Adeniji on the left side, or is he just a right-sided player? That's been a big conversation Brian and I have been having.
Yeah.
Are you a swing guy, or are the Cowboys going sighted players now? An emergency like this will make them probably change to swing guy.
And Shoddy talked about this same thing in today's presser quite a bit relative to Terrence Steele, between playing right and left and having a swing tackle. I know you only seen him on the right. How would you compare Adeniji and, say, Adoga from last year?
See, I don't think Chuma Adoga was terrible. I just didn't think he knew the plays. So sometimes he'll just kind of blow some plays up and some nonsense will happen. But I'll just say this again from my previous point, because I know there's a lot of people joining us and trying to get the news real fast. I think you can help tackles. There's help to be had out there. Like, C-gap is from my hip to the sideline. There's a lot that we can do to help you. Those interior gaps, danger. It's nothing but danger in there. So just me personally, I want the best guys I could possibly get in there. And if I got to live with a Ty Gesicki, Cam Irving, yeah, Chuma Adoga type guy out there, hey, Schoonmaker, hey, let's roll to the other side. Or let's run right at this guy. Or let's put a running back and a tight. Like, we can figure this thing out. But still sucks at the end of the day, no matter what the option is.
That is the voice of YouTuber Vach Lombardi.
Hey.
And Nick Harris, Fort Worth Star-Telegram, and we're talking about the breaking news from Ian Rappaport. He says,
I got a second confirmation. Please. Says they don't know yet.
They don't know yet.
This is two guys.
So
now,
Rappaport is reporting torn ACL. Yeah. Brian's sources are saying,
I've got fear. Fear is that it's torn ACL. Yeah. He did specify, like, we're waiting on the MRI.
Yeah. So maybe the MRI will confirm, but right now, the two of my guys said, we do not know this yet.
Have they used the word fear with you?
Not at all. The second one. Was the well? Actually, the first one said, "Let me just say nothing confirmed at all," and then the second one said, "Don't know yet."
I trust your phone, bro. I don't want to listen to all these national people. I trust your phone. We here.
Yeah,
I can give you some good news here.
There's a chance that he's all right.
Hope.
Yeah.
Me and Nick Harris hypothetically saw him just walking around over there with some stuff on his back, hypothetically, with no crutches or nothing, allegedly. Over here in this secret area that people probably shouldn't be looking at. So, I mean, you know, if it was bad, like, allegedly, like, if it was bad like that, like, wouldn't he be on some table getting looked at?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like,
maybe
wouldn't
a
they,
brace?
Like, on a, you know what I'm saying? Wouldn't some, they be poking his knee or something?
I'm hoping for the best.
If it's a feared ACL, wouldn't they be giving attention to that thing right now? He was allegedly, assuming somebody told me, he was just kind of walking around with his backpack limping a little bit, allegedly.
I mean, there's hope in there. I guess for me, if I'm looking for positive and optimism right now, it's that as much as it sucks for Guyton, he was in a stage of development hoping to be sufficient.
He was whooping ass quickly, Gavin Dawson.
I know, but there were still a lot of technical breakdowns in this.
Bad habits are going to be bad habits. They're going to pop up here and there. But I'm talking about a guy that last year was a catcher. Wasn't a striker.
Yeah.
And we're looking at him 10 plays in a row. Boy, he's striking 10 plays in a row. Talking about a guy that's naturally a guy that leans at the waist. You don't lean at the waist on offensive line. You bend at the knees. Boy,
there's been a lot of waist bending. And the clips that you put up, at least 50% of them.
Sure, because he's tall.
Yes.
And it kind of looks that way. But there is some knee bend in there. What I'm saying is from where he was at,
sure.
To
yes.
Where he's
tremendous
at
progress.
I'm not calling him Pro Bowl Tyler Guyton or anything like that.
I'm calling him Pro Bowl. I am. I'm
just, but if you,
him,
if you have hopes for this season being good, Tyler Guyton's injury doesn't bury you from a team perspective. If you're a fan out there saying, what does this injury do to our chances of making the playoffs?
When we're talking
probably
about,
net zero.
When we're talking about dealing with like Super Bowl stuff, you need everybody. You need all these guys.
But we were talking about, and I think we were talking about offensive line play in June again. That's June radio. We were saying that maybe this offensive line, it hinges on the development of Tyler Guyton.
Yeah, you got to get solid tackle play. But, I mean, I have been a believer in Awesome Richards, like worst case scenario.
I am too, but I hate the
if
fact
you got to play him there. Yeah, it sucks. It does. But that is the nature of the NFL.
I hope the confirmation says it's something that they can deal with and it's not a torn ACL.
That'd be the best case scenario.
Hyperextension.
Rappaport just got lied to is what I hope. Yeah,
sure. He's missed.
That'd be the best case scenario.
Missed this one. Shouts out to that guy.
Vach, thank you so much for sitting down with us,
yeah,
sharing your perspective on this offensive line. You're welcome anytime. You
thanks,
don't got to go anywhere. You're going to hang out. Okay, let's come back. We're going to mix with the Fan After Dark, see what Fred and Blake have cooking for you. Here it's the G-Bag Nation. Our coverage brought to you by the on-time experts, Rhino Shield and Yardbird Southern Table and Bar. Injury Report, Greystone Roofing. They've got you covered when the hits keep coming. And fingers are crossed, we're back with you here in the nation. Thank you very much, Lucius. It's the G-Bag Nation here on 105.3 The Fan. And a sudden energy shift here in Oxnard on the tennis courts with the ripple effect of the news that there is a report from Ian Rappaport. The Cowboys fear Tyler Guyton, a second-year tackle from Oklahoma, tore his ACL on that. Was that deep pass to George Pickens today? Was that the highlight play? It was a long pass.
It was after we had left the field.
It was a big mix-up there at left tackle, and And, yes, now Brian sources are saying nothing is confirmed yet, so you can hold out hope that, hopefully he is going to be okay.
I had two sources that would absolutely know what's going on with this tell me that they do not know yet. Now, they might get the information. It might see MRI and all that, and it might come back. But right now, as we speak, they do not know.
Okay, so it's been rough. I mean, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, injuries to offensive lineman Rob Jones. You know, you dodged a bullet there with Terrence Steele. He's actually back at practice, but Jones out 2 to 3 months, and we'll have to see with Tyler Guyton as we, you know, hand the broadcast baton now off to the Fan After Dark with Fred and Blake. Gentlemen, how the heck you doing tonight?
Man,
he's doing a lot better.
We're just hoping Tyler Guyton is okay, is what we're hoping. Yeah. Okay, so here's my question, and not to get too semantical about this, but so Rappaport's reporting that the Cowboys fear he tore his ACL. So how does that jive with what Broad is saying? So are his guys saying that they can that the fear hasn't been confirmed? Because I know we're kind of running fast and loose with this information, and so I guess what I'm getting at is with Broad is with your guys. Are they just trying to say, look, let's not jump to conclusions just yet? Or, I mean, kind of where are we at?
They're trying to tell me that they don't know if it's a torn ACL. That's all they're telling me right now. So maybe that MRIs and all that stuff will come back and that'll be the case. But right now they're saying nothing has been confirmed.
Okay.
And so that's maybe it gets confirmed later on. Rappaport and all that, they say they fear that. Kind of in the same boat, I guess. We all immediately, you know, feel like that, oh, well, hey, it's a torn ACL. But let's just see. Like I say, two of my sources just were trying to say, as I said, hey, torn ACL, and they gave me the nothing confirmed yet. I could just only go on that right now.
Massive bummer for him. His arrow pointing up. He'd done everything right. I guess at least you got everything figured out before the injury. I bet he goes in and just crushes rehab and physical therapy and comes back stronger. I'd use this as an opportunity maybe to try to double my bench and some other lifts, my pull downs, my lat pull downs. Like, I need to get strong in my shoulders and back big time, don't I?
Upper body strength's going to get.
I got an off question for you guys. If you're Tyler Smith's agent, do you hurry up this deal, or do you wait now and say the Cowboys are not going to be very desperate to pay me, whether they move me to left tackle or I'm just that much more needed on the offensive line? Or do you see your boy Guyton go down and say, hey, I want to get that guaranteed money, career could change at a minute's notice?
I be honest with you, Blake, I really do believe in my heart, the six practices I watched and the way I've seen them run the football, I don't think they want to disrupt the inside three they got with Booker, BB, and Tyler Smith. I really don't. I don't think they want to plug somebody else in there. I think they want to keep that as solid as possible. I think they feel like that maybe they can control the inside three or inside four, the defenses they play against with those guys. This is going to be figure out something if in case it is he's lost for the season. I think it's going to be from somebody who's a backup tackle. I don't think it's going to be move Tyler Smith out there.
As the agent, I would definitely want clarification on that. Like, we're not signing this tonight, and then you're moving me to left tackle in the morning. If you want to move me to left tackle, you can either pay me as one, you know, we'll do a trial thing. Yeah. But, you know, I agree with Brian that what they have right now on the inside is special, and I think the pulling guards are a component to this thing as well.
Yeah.
You know, so who replaces Tyler Smith at left guard? Are you going to give me two slow guards?
Yeah, I was going
to
say.
I don't think that's going
to
work.
Yeah. Right. It's just like it's what I said with Nick there. You don't want to start to disrupt too many things. Like, right now you have one hole you need to fix. And now I'm going to move what? BB over, Booker over. Like, now I'm disrupting three different positions here.
Well,
all because I lost one player.
And let's be real. You've got three offensive line. I mean, you know, and we learned yesterday, courtesy of Mr. Brian Broaddus. I mean, you got two of the best offensive line coaches around. All right, in Riley and Clayton Adams, and then you got Lunda Wells, who we learned yesterday is basically kind of like a de facto offensive line guy, right?
So, absolutely.
You know, in your coaching staff, we trust is essentially what it comes down to. Now, I worry a little bit about my boy Hakeem Adeniji, Rock Chalk Jayhawk. He's also a Garland High School product, so we love the local angle. But my man hasn't played a real football game since 2023. And when he did, he was a turnstile, right? So is Austin Richards the guy?
Was he a left or right tackle? When,
he was a left tackle at KU, and then he got drafted in and was a swing tackle for Cincinnati. And, of course, as we all remember back in 2022, Chris Jones pretty much did whatever he wanted to with him, and then he got cut right after that. So
Chris Jones done it to a lot of
people. He does that to a lot of people.
I tell you what, though, the thing about Adeniji, what I've seen so far, it hasn't, and maybe this is about, maybe it's about the Cowboy edges, but we all feel like the Cowboy edges, and we've seen guys like Fowler, who's a double-digit sack guy. We've seen Ezeraku rush the passer. We've seen him against some good competition. It hasn't been that turnstile that maybe we saw at Cincinnati. If he was getting just worked every single play, I'd be real honest about this, but I kind of liked him playing right tackle. Steele jumped back in there, but the three or four practices that Steele wasn't there, it wasn't like there was this huge drop off, and maybe Steele is who Steele is, but it wasn't like that he was just getting run by, you know, as we were watching these practices.
Gentlemen, what do we have coming up on the show tonight?
Look, a lot of feedback. I mean, text line, as you guys are, I'm sure, aware of, is blowing up right now, and hopefully we might get something during this hour that we're on. So we'll recap a little bit. By the way, boys, solid bounce back today with George Pickens. That was must listen to. That was must listen to radio. And let's be real, with all due respect to you guys, Roddy Telez, not the greatest interview anyway, so shout out to him as well. But George Pickens took the barbecue Sando question like a champ. Apparently he's got great teeth as well, is what we learned today too.
Beautiful teeth.
Best teeth in sports.
By the way, a Calvin Harris fan too. Yep. I mean, do the hits just keep coming?
Real deal. Football historian.
I feel so close to you guys right now.
You're the man, Fred.
If you know what I mean.
I want to be close to you.
Give it a week.
Not like Christian. What's his nuts, right?
Oh, yep. Yeah. Well,
Wilkie's.
Hey, now.
It's a story and a half right now. You guys are signing off on this one tonight, aren't you?
Yeah, you know we are.
I can't wait to hear your commentary. That might be G-Bag Blake's
Day-worthy.
Blake's
been kissing people on the forehead as we walked in today. So what's that tell you?
Definitely going to have some Carl
Nassib. That's what I was thinking. Thanks so much to Ruben Portillo, remote engineer here in Oxnard, California. Did a real nice job along with Tim Collins. Salute to Lucius Alexander in the Pimp Cup back home. Master Control 75 in Pittsburgh. You just went five flawless once again like it was nothing. Thanks to Woolchuck and Chiafalo and Brian Broaddus. I'm Gavin Dawson. Till tomorrow at 2, you're going home with the G-Bag Nation. Addies.